The Indonesian parliament has passed a second motion of censure against President Abdurrahman Wahid. The first censure motion that passed in February was based on allegations of corruption. Wahid ignored it, fueling anger and more opposition among Indonesia's lawmakers. This second censure motion could lead to Wahid's removal from office. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Jakarta.
It has been a much calmer day in Indonesian politics than almost everyone predicted. Anticipating the action of Parliament today against President Wahid, there were expectations of riots and the possibility of police action and people dead in the streets. That has not happened. President Wahid was a minority compromise choice when he was selected president by the Parliament 18 months ago. Now he has lost almost all support. The narrow focus of the censure votes against him has been allegations of corruption, including a $2 million payment he is alleged to have taken from the Sultan of Brunei, one of the world's richest men from the small oil-rich principality on the island of Borneo. But there is also great frustration among Indonesia's lawmakers that Wahid has done little to tackle the nation's massive problems, from the ever-troubled economy to the separatist movements that threaten the integrity of Indonesia as a nation. These were all on the list of accusations made by Dwi Ria Latifa, who spoke for the Democratic Party of Struggle, the nation's largest political party.
Tingginya gangguan keamanan dan kriminalitas.
The problems of security, unrest, and crime are growing. The agitation of the people is increasing. The worst is that the economy continued to deteriorate, demonstrated clearly by the weakening of the rupiah, rising interest rates and inflation, plus the growing budget deficit. On all of this, the president has no credibility.
Indonesia's vice president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, is the leader of the Democratic Party of Struggle and the figure most likely to become president if Wahid is ousted. She herself has remained silent about the motion of censure, preferring to let others take the lead. Most of the remaining parties, save Wahid's own small faction, announced their support for censure during the course of the long debate in Parliament, which is known here as the DPR. According to one opposition deputy, Alvin Lee, it means the end of Wahid's presidency one way or another.
When the DPR issues the second censure, the second memorandum, clinically, Wahid is dead in politics.
But Wahid may not go quietly. For many years, he was head of Indonesia's largest Muslim organization, and many of his followers came to Jakarta over the weekend to protest the parliament's action. Some have threatened to use violence to keep him in office, and Wahid himself has said the nation could descend into violent conflict if he is removed. A few thousand of his supporters did demonstrate throughout the day, chanting and singing their loyalty to Gus Dur, the nickname most Indonesians use when they speak of Wahid. The police were also out in force, equipped with automatic weapons and riot gear to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the parliament building. For the moment, President Wahid remains in office. This second censure vote sets in motion a process that could culminate in impeachment later this spring. Wahid does have time to mount a defense, but most political analysts here do not believe there is any way he can save his presidency, and many expect him to resign before the parliament carries through on its threat to remove him from office. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jakarta.